Welcome to the show and congratulations on your book, Sissy, A Coming of Gender Story.
Mm-hmm.
Let's first talk about the title. I mean, Sissy would seem like the title that everybody would want to stay away from because that's a derogatory term many people have used to describe people who are queer, gender nonconforming, etc., etc. And yet, in the book, you talk about how through self-love, you've learned to own these titles as badges of pride. What does that mean?
Yeah, well, it's funny, because in some ways, sissy was the first word that I had to even name my difference. You know, I didn't even know the word transgender when I was a kid. I didn't even know the word gay, as right. early as I knew that sissies, people who are gender creative, was a thing. And so the whole point of this book for me is to kind of excavate the story of my gender and really not take any part of it for granted. And so the naming it sissy is about reclaiming my childhood for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And learning to kind of like snatch back the power from the people who try to be like, oh, you shouldn't be like that. And you kind of be like, well, I mean, you think you're going to tease me with that name? It's the title of my damn book now. So sorry. Like, oops.
One thing I really enjoyed about this book was the way you tackled conversations in and around being trans, being gay, being gender nonconforming. Because we cannot deny that in society, it is a difficult topic to broach because a lot of the time, we don't even know where to begin.
Right.
Right? Everyone's afraid of stepping on a landmine somewhere. And then, for some people, it just makes them uncomfortable because they've been taught certain things growing up.
Mm.
Why did you feel like humor needs to be part of the conversation? Why do you say that people shouldn't take it as seriously? Like, they should respect it, but they should be able to laugh and joke about gender. That seems like a controversial thing to say.
Right. Well, in the process of writing this book, and also in the process of promoting it, I feel like I've learned a new identity for myself, which I didn't realize was so necessary. But I'm gender chill, y'all. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to live in a world. I want to think about what is the future, what we want to build for trans folks.
Right.
Right. What is the future that I want to live in? And the future I want to live in is not some future where, you know, there's no gender and everyone wears like gray hoodies and sweatshirts. That's not the world I want to live in. I want to live in a world where gender is this playful thing and there's no patriarchy, no misogyny, none of the things that make gender suck, and only the things that make gender great. I want it to feel like a dress-up bin, you know? And like some kids, you know, don't even play dress-up, but like watch others. They go, you know, color.
Yes.
And then some children, I don't know who, go in the dress-up bin and are like, how much can I put on my body and still stand up?
Right. And that's something you actually encourage in the book, which I found really interesting. You said one of the things that you think could help us in society is if people experimented more with their gender. So people going out there and dressing in clothes that they wouldn't normally. You said, for instance, everybody should try on a three-piece suit, regardless of their gender. Just try it on and see how it feels.
Yeah.
Why do you think that's so important?
Well, one of the myths, I think, of the way that the trans movement has done our messaging is the idea that cis people have a stable gender. You know, like people who aren't transgender have gender. That's simple. No one has a simple gender. That's a silly idea. And more importantly, everyone should try out new things. You know, we grow up in a world, or at least most of us grow up in a world, where our gender possibilities are shut down from the moment we're children. Right. And I think it's everyone's responsibility and everyone's opportunity to explore what else that could look like.
Why do you think people are so afraid of it, though, and so hateful towards it? Because, I mean, in my world, I've always gone, if somebody's not hurting me or it's not hurting other people, why does it affect you? But there are people who are vehemently opposed to everything that you represent as a human being. Have you ever engaged with somebody like that? And have you ever figured out why people are so against it?
Yeah. I have a lot of empathy, actually, for people who are really uncomfortable around me or who, you know, stigmatize trans folk or who just plain up hate gender nonconforming people. And the reason I have empathy is because it's like when someone catcalls me in the street, you know, when someone is violent towards trans folk, I'm just like, darling, your own bad experiences are showing, you know, like the only reason that you would lash out against a trans person is because you've been discriminated against on the basis of your gender, too. You know that? Like, something about your gender went wrong, or someone told you that this is how you had to be, and you see someone like moi with such freedom, and you don't know how to handle it.